when John went to the service, we sold his dairy herd, and I bought just feeder cattle, something. I didn't want a milk cow, but just something to feed. And I bought a black cow and at the sale, and she was due to have a calf almost any time, no particular time given to me. So I took her home, and a friend of mine at this sale, that's at a town about 15 miles northwest of here, seen me buy her, and every time I'd come over to the sale, he'd say, "Well, Paul, has your cow got a calf yet?" And I thought maybe he knew where she come from or something about this animal. And he said, I said, "No, but expecting her any time." So this one night I was getting ready, doing the chores around, getting ready to go to sale. And I noticed that this cow showed signs of going to have a calf. And so before I went to the sale, I went down to the barn, and I'd eat my supper and read the paper, and I thought, well, I'll get ready and go to the sale. And when I went down to the barn and looked after that cow first. When I got down to the barn, well, there was a cow had a little calf in the pen. I thought, well, I'll just get in the pen there and see what the calf was laying down. I just threw my leg over the fence and went to crawl over there, and that old cow hit the fence kerbang like that, you know. But I guess I'll stay out of the fence.
Yeah.
So, but you couldn't have got in there, she'd have run you out. That just makes them mad sometimes when they have young like that, and nobody would. Another thing that happened to me, I had a, John was real small, I had a hired man that we got a new dog, a pup, you know, he's going to make a stock dog on him. And he said, one day I'll go get the cows, and it happened to have a bunch of stock cattle out in the field, the beef type cows and their calves. And, so he didn't come back and didn't come back, and finally he did show up in the dog, and he said, "Boy," he said, "I'll never do that again." He said, "I like to get killed back there." I said, "How's that?" Well, he said, "That darn dog, them cows took after it, and it run between my legs." And he said, "I was in bad shape." He said, "I thought they was going to take me, too."
The dog wasn't doing its duty.
The dog was a pointer.
Yeah. Well, you noticed every couple minutes here, I was doing a little bit of writing while you're talking. That's whenever you said something that I would have had to ask you. I was just making a note
that
of the fact.
That wasn't working all, though.
Yeah. But that's a mighty slow way of getting them, so maybe I better just ask you questions. Somebody's excited, say, mother's worried about I heard the school bus crashed or something, and worry about whether her kids got hurt or something. You might try to calm her down a little bit.
Peace of fire.
You'd say keep
calm.
Uh-huh.
Keep collected. Calm and collected, the same word.
Yeah, now I just wondered if you would say that only in such an emergency situation like this, or whether you'd ever say keep calm in just an ordinary situation.
Well, I, my pet saying is simmer down.
Uh-huh.
Anybody gets riled and gets in a hurry.
But you wouldn't say simmer down to this mother that's excited and...
Well, of course, I don't know that I've ever run into anything that would be, although